This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Homeland Security Chief is warning of a tough time ahead at the southern border of the United States once pandemic-related asylum restrictions end next week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Alejandro Mayorkas says he won't understate it.
This is going to be extremely challenging.
Mayorkas expects a surge of migrants at the border once the restrictions end, and there's already been one.
We've seen an increase in the number of Venezuelan nationals.
Around Brownsville, Texas, where Mayorkas spoke, migrants have been expelled from the U.S. more than 2.8 million times in three-plus years under what's known as Title 42 authority. That expires Thursday. Mayorkas is warning migrants not to fall for lies from smugglers trying to lure them to Mexico and then the U.S.
The border is not open, it has not been open, and it will not be open.
He says those who do make the trip illegally through another country will find it much harder to get asylum. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The World Health Organization said Friday that COVID-19 no longer qualifies as a global emergency, marking a symbolic end to the devastating coronavirus pandemic that triggered once unthinkable lockdowns, upended economies worldwide, and killed at least 7 million people. Here's WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on Friday.
As we speak, thousands of people around the world are fighting for their lives in intensive care units. And millions more continue to live with the debilitating effects of post-COVID-19 condition.
Ghebreyesus was remarking that though the pandemic is no longer a global emergency,